What does the Dementia Friends training entail?
We are talking with our audience about dementia, what individuals who are dealing with dementia go through in various stages of the disease, and how caregivers can assist them. So essentially, Terry, it's a foundation. We're building that foundation with classes of either students or other individuals who want to learn about dementia and Alzheimer's related diagnosis, what you may expect to see or what you could see within your loved ones, but then also to give them great tools and resources to help them address some of those challenges that they might see.
First-year students at Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne campuses will attend these training seminars. Why do you believe these schools of medicine are acknowledging the need to implement this type of training?
Let's say because Alzheimer's disease is really the most common form of dementia, but other forms include Lewy body, frontotemporal, and vascular dementia. With the rise in the elderly population worldwide, Terry, we're experiencing an epidemic of sorts of dementia, and it's not going away anytime soon. When we think about the 2021 State of Aging in Central Indiana report, we know that Americans with Alzheimer's dementia is projected to reach about 13.8 million individuals by 2050. That's an increase of about 137% from what 2020's numbers were.
What is SEQOIA's level of involvement with Dementia Friends training?
Dementia Friends Indiana is a program of SEQOIA Aging and In-Home Solutions in conjunction with Dementia Friendly America. Essentially, what our role is we work hard to educate people about dementia with the goal of really breaking down those stigmas and implementing practical changes to make life easier to navigate for those dementia patients and their loved ones. And so our involvement really has been over the last several years holding dementia champion sessions where people will sign up to come and be a dementia friend, and you can easily do that, you know, by going to our dementiafriendsindiana.org website and look for some of those training opportunities to become a dementia friend. As those individuals go through that training session, we then call them dementia friends, dementia champions. And what happens from there is we do a lot of different memory cafes on certain topics. We provide continued resources to caregivers to alleviate the burdens that they may be feeling, the stressors that they may be feeling. So we are very involved in this movement on the ground here in Central Indiana, Terry.
Great information as always. Thank you for your time and sharing this information this afternoon, Tarek.
It was a pleasure talking with you again, Terry, and look forward to more opportunities.